Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The seed is the word of God, Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he?" Because he said, "Where I am going, you cannot come." He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to the world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, hopefully this morning, you will have seen a connection between the first reading and reading from the Gospel of John. And you might call what is happening in the first reading a spiritual vaccination. Now, there's a lot of talk these days about vaccination, and hopefully someday we'll find a vaccination against this current flu, the coronavirus. But having said that, put it another way, the curse became the solution. So we're taught about people in the desert being bitten by fiery serpents, and then the curse was making a pole and wrapping a serpent around it, and that became a symbol of healing. In other words, a sort of spiritual vaccination. And then we move on to the gospel, and there we have Jesus being lifted up on the cross and pointing out to us that our sufferings are our healing very often. We cannot go through life without suffering, without pain. No one, including the Son of God, has ever succeeded in going through life without some pain, some difficulty, some problem to overcome. And that's what Jesus is teaching us in the gospel this morning. So how we deal with our present difficulties that we're going through at this moment is very, very important. Now, some people sort of bury their heads in the sand and don't want to know, don't want to hear bad news, don't want to think of any suffering. You cannot run away. You cannot run away. And suffering that's not faced up to and dealt with becomes much worse. And that's very important for us to realize. And as we're coming towards the end of Lent, these days are very difficult. And depending on where you are or how your financial situation is, I know and appreciate that many people in our parish at the moment are very, very worried, and really worried. So once again, what can we do except trust in God, really? But it has to come from the heart, not just from the head. So repeat after me three times this morning. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.